Blog Talk Radio.
It's hip hop stock exchange radio.
This is how you put the streets on lock. DJ NC!
Show, man. He definitely doing big things. He's a fellow radio host on
on a, you know, radio show, Weed Jams Radio. They doing big things. So definitely going to be interesting, man. Going to give a lot of advice to indie artists on, you know, how they need to go about, you know, with the music thing and really getting plugged into these radio shows, man, because internet radio is where it's at. Definitely regular broadcast radio still doing big things. So this is what it is, man, bridging the gap, man. Hip-hop stock exchange. Get your mind right. Get your money right. Got more heat for you. Let's get straight to it. Let's do what we do. Get it. See it.
Jay Pallet on the track. How's everybody doing tonight? Everybody good? Cool. I just welcome y'all niggas to Downtown Story. Antonio Slim definitely in the building. Hip hop is back. Buckle up. Let's go.
Were fiends who was rambling, trying to get their hands on the grams I was handling, gambling, youngin' put his life on the line, for the goddamn dollar sign, fuck it, I'll take mine, you now rockin' with a sick genius, I'm going parks with a number two, niggas gotta see this, picture that I made, you can put it in your living room or hallway, nigga, I does this all day, the joy, the pain, the fire and rain, still looking for sunshine in my cloudy brain, fuck it, $1 million dreams with a priceless flow, niggas is Ray Charles, no seeing Antonio, autobiographical, that's something most can't do, that's why I gotta laugh now, saying that they bangers do,
what?
From your hood, back to motherfucking Vietnam, once again it's on, nigga, I'm gone, come on, that I'm praying or worse, I don't think so, won't be happy till my homies get their cases dropped, lamping with them bad bitches, ace of spades, bottles pop, money pass straight, and we ain't listening to niggas need band-aids, all they do is bleed hate, they don't wanna see me win, cause if I hit my number, it's game over, no stopping him, and if I'm stuck on the bottom and they not, and they still lose, Chris Brown shit, go nigga run it, go ahead, give up the jewels, fuck what you thought it was, this is that shit, y'all can five mics, double XL, straight classic, so put your bets on the man right here, my words burning your chest like six shots for Everclear, me against the world and I'm playing to win, winning, nigga, losers not an option, so let's get it, come on.
Them like this no more, my motto, chase money, not hoes, hoes chase stacks, slut them out, Ron Jeremy shit, let them chase stacks, nothing to lose and play the game, I ride lanes trying to hop in my lane, they gon' think it's a game, play lunch being served to a feeding tube, talking through the wire like that Chi-Town producer, dude, I do this for a reason, they kept the kid locked down for so long, nigga, I ain't leaving, let them land in a casket, let it suit it up, all black hearse when I ride through downtown. So tell them niggas that the real is back and put the bullshit straight to the back. I'm from a different world like a dean. Nobody blows hard as sun. Slim to none, y'all sit it down one. Bitch.
Root chakra. Yo, no bullshit, man. They ain't really ready for this shit, man. That niggas ain't ready for war, nigga. They ain't ready for that motherfucking pain, motherfucker. Huh? You know about that shit, nigga? Back on the motherfucking wall. Huh? Yeah. Fuck, let's get it.
New York, New York. Big Apple, big pentagram, $5, 50s, yeah, Edward Scissorhands, Mercy came with a price on it. Blood stains on the streets, roll dice on it. R.I.P. 12 candles. Red beam on the 9, tape on the handle.
Let's get it back.
I play the 13 till I cancel. I play the 13 on different angles. No mercy for the judge and the 12 jurors. No mercy for the DA and prosecutors. Show no mercy, I bet your life on it. I treat mercy like time, put a price on it. Diamonds on the wrist, I can't sell time on it. Married to the game, go ahead and throw rice on it. Rick James in my vein, that's why your wife on it. Cuban link on the neck, throw Christ on it. Feel the waves, loud for days. Sit with a team of lawyers that'll grab a ham and blaze. Yeah. Big boy shit, BBS chrome shoes on the whip. Sit so sick, real shit, nigga fuck with this. Shake your hand, blow your bitch a Hershey kiss. Keep a foot on your neck, dig. Code tryna blow bigger than big. Now this is when the shit begins. Code collect either you or your kin. Throw shots, kick your dough in. Ski mask up. Anything moving, heat it up. They like, get yourself stuck. With a safe nigga, open it up. Playing stupid, get your ass bucked. Life's a gamble with no insurance.
Dirty.
New York plate, no insurance.
Dirty.
They chasing paper with no endurance.
Dirty.
I've been laughing, niggas, no mercy. No dab, niggas, work on the scale. Where the cash, niggas?
Yeah.
Burn bridges, easy pass, niggas.
You see it, you see it.
Don't make me laugh, niggas. No mercy on these streets. I'm like LeBron in the paint, no mercy with the heat. Life's unforgiven, no mercy on the weak. I got a team full of wolves and everybody eats.
Get your mind right, get your money right. We got a caller calling in. Talk to me.
Hey, how's it going? This is Wesley Edison. I'm calling in as a guest.
That's what's up, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. My man Wesley, We Jams Radio. That's what it is, brother. Good to have you on the show tonight. Let everybody know what you're all about.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My name is Wesley Anderson. I'm actually from the West Coast. Holler back in the West Coast. From Los Angeles, California. I live in Hawthorne. And I'm a local musician. I'm a drummer. I've been playing drums for about 20 years. And, you know, I've been doing some local touring and things of that nature. You know, and online. Basically, you know, I've been trying to just, you know, show love for my people, you know, for my fellow colleagues and peers, you know, on via Twitter and Google Plus, and you know, just create a community online, you know, pretty much as you've seen for yourself, you know, through Twitter and things of that nature, sharing content and sharing music and inspiring other people, things of that nature, you know, through my. My personal website and through social media channels. So, you know, that's been my main thing, my main goal online as far as, you know, the activity that I've been up to lately. So,
special, man. I like that, man. What made you want to really make a shift in what you do regarding, you know, the music industry, the music business?
Yeah, you know, as far as in the music biz, basically, you know, I mean, one thing that I have learned is this transition between, you know, how things have been done, you know, in the past, I would say within maybe the past 20, 30 years, and what's been happening now, especially where we are with the internet and with social media and things of that nature. I think, you know, basically, the modern times that we've been in right now in music, we pretty much have the opportunity to create our own voice. You know what I'm saying? Create an opportunity for ourselves, you know, create an opportunity, create opportunities even for other people, you know, through these new avenues and these new doors that have been opened, you know, through social media and through the internet. And basically, you know, I've basically have been utilizing those channels, you know, and utilizing these resources to open up an opportunity for myself. And I think that's what's been going on lately, you know, with the music biz and the fact that independent artists especially have an opportunity here to make a voice of their own and spread whatever message that they want to spread as well as I, you know, through these channels. So, you know, I think that's more so been my focus has been to just, you know, not only open up those things for myself, but see if, you know, people, colleagues, like I said, peers and colleagues in the music industry would want to, you know, go with me or basically, you know, share their vision, which is pretty much the same vision that, you know, a lot of other artists and independent artists have themselves. So,
I know that's right, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. What are some of the common mistakes you see indie artists make nowadays?
Yeah, you know, I think the most common mistake pretty much is, you know, I mean, in standard internet business and in standard, you know, internet marketing and advertising, I think, you know, we all pretty much are familiar with spamming and people, you know, pretty much bombarding products and information up, you know, up on us and stuff. You know, when you check your email, you know, it's like somebody's coming at you with something, you know what I mean? And every time you go on Twitter, every time you go on Facebook, somebody's throwing something at you, some music, some, you know, everybody's just coming all at once, you know what I mean? And I think that what's being missed is the artist isn't really being clear about the message, isn't really being clear about what they're communicating. Okay, they're not really being clear about, you know what I mean, they're not really clear about exactly what they want a person or want the listener to get from them because, you know, the first thing that everybody wants to know is who is this cat in the first place? You know what I'm saying? Like, who are you? And, you know, that's one of the common mistakes is, you know, and it's like, you know, everyone is utilizing some of the traditional methods that, you know, most people are kind of exposed to or have been exposed to in the past, you know, like images, you know, trying to create an image, trying to, you know, just because you're holding a chain or just because, you know, you're trying to uphold a certain hip-hop image, quote-unquote, or trying to uphold a certain R&B image or, you know, the image isn't enough nowadays. Now it's, you know, you got to, because you're directly engaging with people now. So it's not about just, oh, man, you know, this cat looks cool. He got swag. Let me go buy his CD. You know, it's not even about that. It's just, okay, who is this dude? You know, I mean, I see he's rapping. I see he's singing. I see he's playing an instrument, but who is he? And, you know, a lot of people need to pay more attention to that, and a lot of artists need to pay more closer attention to that aspect. And, you know, just be a person. Just be yourself. You know, that's just really – really, really what needs to be done, and a lot of cats just aren't doing that. You know, they're kind of going about the same old, and kind of just throwing music around and just kind of just throwing product, and nobody knows who the hell you are. You know.
That's real, man. Invest time into your brand.
Yes, exactly.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. Mm. Where do you feel the future of the music business is headed in the the next 5 years?
Well, you know, I think it's heading in a fantastic direction. I think, as you would know, in the past, you know, usually a person's destiny was predetermined by, you know, a label, an agent, a publicist. You know, you had to have all these. And not to say that that's not happening and that's dead or that, you know, you don't need that because you still need that element. But back then it was very, 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 very heavily relied upon because you didn't have any direct contact to, say, media. So, you know, you needed someone to, you know, write a good press release for you. You needed somebody to do all these different things for you. Now, you don't necessarily in the beginning, you know, and you know, coming up as an independent artist, if you will, you don't necessarily need to do that anymore. You don't necessarily need the label. The only reason why you would even need the label is because they have resources available that overextends what you got going on. You know, they overextend, you know, any sort of, you know, they overextend in any sort of lack of direction that you don't have, pretty much. But now you have the ability to actually tap into into the market you need to tap into directly. So as far as answering your question, in the next 5 years, I see a whole lot more people kind of paying a lot more attention to what I'm talking about and taking it a little bit more seriously. I don't think a lot of people are taking, you know, avenues like Twitter, vehicles like Facebook and you know, their website and the online market and things of that nature. They're not really taking that very seriously now, but I think within the next 5 to 7 years, people are going to pay a lot closer attention. I should say artists, not just people, but, you know, artists are going to pay a lot closer attention to the benefits and a lot closer attention to, you know, the movement that is going to basically fully shift itself and turn the corner. And I think people should take, an artist should take advantage of it now while we're in the beginning stages before it gets oversaturated. You understand what I'm saying? Because later, I think 5-7 years, is going to absolutely get a little bit oversaturated. You know, so I think you're going to have a whole lot more if we think a whole lot more artists are active now online and active, you know, in the industry now independently, it's going to be a whole different animal 5 to 7 years
that's
from now.
Real.
So, you know, that's my viewpoint, though, yeah.
That's real right there, man. That's real right there. Hip-Hop Stock Exchange Radio. We got my man Wesley rocking with us. We gonna play some heat, come back, chop it up. You know how we do.
We the best. All I wanted was my time flooded and to be on that next time cover. These niggas don't know the grind of it. Far as painting pictures, I let my mind brush it. Never know a man till you play cards with him. Could even show your hand if you play smart with him. Huh? Casino game in the park with him. Chess table, black label, sipping dark with him.
Yes.
Surrounded by OGs and old fiends. Hide up, sitting like in the nosebleeds. In the half, I move the whole thing. There's no thing, make a sale on every phone ring.
Yeah.
Get a little fame, they gon' hate. In the chain, they gon' say you're cross fake.
Yeah.
Your best is a dude you can pay, it's just cause fake. They say I need me a hit, get Wayne or Ross Drake.
Look me in my eyes, I was built for this. I got 100 guns on me, don't get killed for this. Niggas said they ran, yeah, I'm riding on my wheel for this. And if I die, I hope the Lord forgive this shit. Look me in my eyes, I'ma keep it 100. I see you fuck boys coming. Look me in my eyes.
Pull a Bentley on the block, ribbon on the hood. Just to let you niggas know who winning in the hood. Got the Benz, got the Rolls, the Acura Audi. 12 mil on the floor, she vacuum around it. I'm at that big money, Pacquiao payout. Hit Puff for a meal on the way out. Me and Pharrell charter jets from the same bar. Swear to God I had the SK in the clear park. Doubling, we know to hit your ass up. Shooters jumping out in masks like we Daft Punk. Fat Trill, Sally nigga, Rocky Fred. We the best real nigga, rally nigga.
Look me in my eyes, I was built for this. Got 100 guns on me.
on me, don't get killed for this. Niggas say they ran, yeah, I'm riding on my wheel for this. And if I die, I hope the Lord forgive this shit. Look me in my eye, I'ma keep it 100. I see you fuck boys coming. Look me in my eye.
I'm known for scoring the bunch. Every bunch in the plaza, top floor in the trunk. What you grab the whole year, I bag more in a month. That's right, I'm mad nice. Posted in front of corner stores like bad guys. I know your whore, she blow the horn like bagpipes. I'm in baby shit, cleaned up like ass white. Bugatti Park, Bugatti sharp, like the 10 man, still on me without a heart. Been with them soldiers, boy, before Collie Park. Surrounded by sharks in the ocean with body parts.
Look me in my eyes, I was built for this. I got 100 guns on me, don't get killed for this. Niggas say they ran, yeah, I'm riding on my wheel for this. And if I die, I hope the Lord forgive this shit. Look me in my eyes, I'ma keep it 100. I see you fuck boys coming. Look me in my eyes. Look me in my eyes. Look me in my eyes.
That's what it is, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right, get your money right. We got Wesley rocking with us. What's going on, bro?
Yes, sir. How's it going, sir? Yes, sir.
Everything gravy, man. Everything gravy, man. We was just talking about, you know, internet marketing, Twitter, Facebook, and all that. What's some advice you can give indie artists on how they should really go about, you know, submitting their music and just trying to build relationships with, you know, different promotional companies and radio hosts and stuff like that?
Well, that's the thing, man. You know, to me, like, you know, like I mentioned earlier, is, you know, the opportunities for the artists to get direct access to these figures has been, I mean, it's mind-blowing where we are right now compared to even 10 years ago, you know what I mean? And, you know, so I really feel like the only thing that's really holding the artists back from really maximizing the opportunities on their own is the knowledge. You don't really necessarily have the, you know, the know-how, the knowledge to approach these individuals, you know, because that's like the only caveat, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, yeah, I can do my own thing. Yeah, I can, you know, I can get my stuff out and get my music out. But man, how am I supposed to get, you know, direct access to these individuals? You know, what do I say? What do I do? You know, and there's a I'm pretty sure you're familiar with. There's a resource, an ebook that's I think it's called the Indie Bible. Have you heard
Indie
of that?
Bible?
That particular yeah.
Yeah, Indie Bible, yeah.
Yeah, the Indie Bible, yeah. I mean, I've gotten it for myself on both ends, for, you know, as a musician and as a publisher, you know, an online publisher and stuff like that, you know, and I have my blogs and everything. So that resource, you know, I mean, your audience should definitely, you know, any indie artist out there definitely needs to get a hold of this resource, you know. They can look it up, I guess it's indiebible.com or something, you know, and I have no affiliation with them either, so, you know, I'm not promoting them by any means, but.
It's all good.
But,
plug it in.
Yeah, but, you know, it's a prime resource for, I mean, pretty much all kinds of information. I mean, it's like it tells you how to speak to, you know, promoters, how to approach, you know, radio DJs, how to, you know, get your music in their hands and, you know, the you know, even how to get gigs, really, too. I mean, pretty much everything on every level, you know, for musicians, for artists, actual artists, you know, as far as singers and rappers and things. It really doesn't matter what instrument you play, what you do. It's a fantastic resource. Now that's a start, though. I would say start there, you know, because it's a prime resource. I mean, they have pretty much a whole lot of layers that covers a lot of bases, you know what I mean? But as far as, you know, getting into, you know, getting into, getting through the footwork, I should say, you know, getting active, you know, I mean, you know, for me, what I usually do is just go to Google and look up several different types of, you know, music blogs, review blogs, you know, music reviewers. You know, they have music reviewers out there who have blogs and sites and stuff. You know, you can contact these individuals and have them just, first of all, let me say this. The most important thing, regardless of who you're contacting, is really trying to establish a relationship. The key goal here is to really establish a relationship. Now, that doesn't mean that you need to be their homeboy or be their, you know, you need to, like, go out and have dinner with them and nothing like that, but you do need to establish some type of relationship. How do you do that? Well, for example, when you're looking up music reviewers, usually these people are reviewing certain types of music. So if you're a rapper and you're trying to get your stuff out, well, when you're contacting a music reviewer, you need to, you know, first of all, look at the site or blog that they have, and look at the music that they have listed, and look at some of the stuff they're reviewing, and comment on it. Listen to a couple of the songs or what have you, and comment. Actually, make comments on it, and then contact the reviewer directly, and let him know, hey, you know, I like how you reviewed, you know, Q-Tip, whoever, right? I like how you reviewed, you know, this artist. And my personal opinion is XYZ, and I feel like he's XYZ. You know, so you're basically, in a nutshell, establishing a conversation. Does that make sense? So you're utilizing the review, or you're utilizing the environment of the site to establish a conversation. So you're actually making this individual feel like, hey, this cat is actually interested in what I have to say. You understand what I'm saying? This cat is actually interested in what I do. You know, he's not just throwing music at me like, hey, man, let me holler at you, man. Let me, you know, here goes some music. Listen to it. Tell me what you think. You know, there's about, you know, 100,000 people doing that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? But if you actually establish a relationship with this person and say, hey, you know, I respect who you are, what you do, even on that level, they're going to pay a lot more attention to you, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to pay a whole lot more attention to you, and then guess what else is going to happen? If you keep that up, I would say you might want to do this for at least a week before you even send in anything. At least do this for a week. And you know, some cats might be thinking like, well, dang, man, I'm trying to get my music out. You know, the whole purpose is to, you know, get my music out. But look at it like this. Would you prefer to get shot down after one meeting and that be the end of the contact forever? Or would you want to establish some type of communication that might take a week or two? And after you establish that relationship, then you can ease your music in, but you still don't just throw it at them. You have to, you know, create a substantial type of relationship to the point where you make them comfortable enough for you to mention and say, hey, man, you know, I've been reviewing and I've been commenting on some of the reviews or some of the music that you have here, and, you know, I'm really digging it. You know, there's a particular artist I'd like for you to listen to, or, you know, there's something that I have that I've written that reminds me of what you've been reviewing. You know, that type of stuff, if you catch my drift. You know, this has to be transitional, you know, when you're communicating with these people, and you have to do the same thing across the board. It doesn't matter who it is. If it's a radio host, if it's a reviewer, a club promoter, doesn't matter who it is, you have to go through the same process. You have to go through that same level, right? But, you know, a process all across the board, because you are literally establishing a relationship or some basis of communication that you can relate with, that you can relate to them on. You know what I mean? And it will separate you from the other 10,000 other, you know, goofy artists who are just, you know, just throwing CDs and throwing MP3s all around and not establishing any communication or relationship with anybody. That's not good.
Real,
so,
man. You got to build the brand.
Exactly. Got to.
That's
and everything
right.
you do, everything you do does reflect on your brand. So, you know, if you're communicating with somebody a certain way, they are getting to know who you are. They are getting to know who this person is. Because, again, just like I said earlier in the show, you know, about, you know, just approaching your customer base. It's the same thing with them. It's the same thing with the customers. And it's the same thing with the promoters or whoever else. Who is this dude? You know what I mean? It's like, who is this cat? Who is this dude for him to be coming at me like this? You understand what I'm saying? It's, you know, who are you and what are you about? You know, you're just throwing music at me. Okay. And your music could be dope. I mean, it could be tight, man. You know what I mean? It could be off the charts, but if you're not properly establishing the relationship you need, the music won't even. They would just throw that off to the side like it's nothing. Because you haven't
That's
established
real.
That relationship, or communicating them on a certain level, you know, on a human level. Well, you know.
That's real, man. Who are some of the indie artists that you work with so far, you know, promoting and working with?
Well, you know, most of the cats that I've been, most of the people who I've played for, especially earlier in my music career, it's been kind of sporadic, but I primarily have been working with, you know, independent artists, also with local artists. I was in the gospel scene for a while, so, you know, way back when, you know, when I was like a teenager, you know, I did a couple of, you know, shows with Norman Hutchins, you know, the gospel artist, Marjanae Parks, in recent time. She's a gospel artist, as well as, and then, you know, I stepped into the funk scene, you know, this group called Funkalicious, you know, who actually is under the direction of Fred Imes, you know, and he has a Grammy with Shirley Murdoch, I believe. Yeah, and then, of course, I've been doing studio work, you know, so I'm doing more studio work as well. And I work with, you know, different producers, but the primary producer I've been working with is Philip Guillory. He's a super producer. He produced on Lecrae's album. He did some tracks for Lecrae and Kendrick Lamar. So, you know, I work with him. Not on those, but I personally have worked with him on those particular projects. But that's, you know, he, as far as his caliber, that's basically the type of cats I've been working with lately. So, you know, as far as producers in the studio, and you know, I might drop some drum tracks, you know, things of that nature. You know, so that's basically where, you know, my forte has been. You know, things of that sort. And online, you know, I just have been, you know, trying to develop, slowly but surely, I kind of just started doing this, but, you know, slowly but surely trying to develop some form of community or, you know, communicate and touch base with, you know, other artists and, you know, and show love to them, like I mentioned earlier, you know, sharing content and pulling content and curating content from several different artists who, you know, may need, you know, a little bit of some momentum or whatever the case is, you know what I mean, or just support, you know. So, but that's just, you know, a little bit of what I've been doing, you know, a little bit of what I've been doing lately. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. Maybe on your grind. I don't know.
Yeah, man. You know.
I know. Been grinding. That's what it is, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right, get your money right. We're going to play some more heat. Come back, chop it up with my homie, man. Let's do what we do. Get straight to it.
All my goodies, got the cold to the city, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm all my goodies, Chris Dose to my Cliff Notes. Libra scale, bitch, I've been dope. They talking money, but they been broke. I'm about growth and stock options. Machiavelli the game, Bin Laden. World in my hand, yeah, God's got it. 13 grams, 7 Dutchies. The rocket magnum, yeah, yeah, girl, love that. My mind illuminated. Pimp the game, move flagrant. What's done given is for the taking. I'm on my grizzly, on my grizzly. Unlock the 360 code to the city, yeah. If the pipe state, 25-8. Big dinner plates grind like we never ate. Passport in the safe, success tastes great. Cut the cake,
cut the cake.
You LA, yeah. I'm on my grizzly, on my grizzly. Got the code. Real estate in my city, yeah, yeah. Cause I'm familiar. Walk the wrong lot, you can catch the buck 50, yeah. Pull disciples at the last supper. Cops wanna handcuff you. God in the flesh, black robe wanna judge you. Fire, then they love you. Black diamond for all my black brothers. Drop dying for all my black brothers. Salute Malcolm, but never hold it back. Pantheon for all my
Zodiacs.
I speak in codes, you can call it rap.
Call it rap, call it.
I call up music fans, call it crack.
Call it crack, call it.
Need a quote, let me hit you back.
Hit you back, bitch.
Copy that, yeah,
yeah.
Same color as snow. Get my mom's cash to invest in case I rap. That's why I hustle now for a time digress. Guns protect my ones like a Teflon vest. Gotta protect your lungs before you take that breath. Chuck T, TaylorMade, Belt Ferragamo. All from moving work across the Verrazano. Peace, he's like a foreign language in the street. Concrete, jungle, south side, Jamaica coast. Where my head at? Where I get my bread at? Young Malcolm Martin, all rolling warm. Why I just playing Candy Crush? Man, my candy all white, call it Brady Bunch. It's not about the game, it's about the player. Got the code to the city, call me the mayor.
Pop Stock Exchange Radio, get your mind right, get your money right. We got my man Wesley rocking with us. We got Casey rocking with us too. That's what's going on, man. So Wesley, what future project, what future endeavors you got going on, man?
Well, you know, that's a big question because, you know, I've actually have been kind of working on some pre-production stuff for upcoming project that I'll be doing. Now, my background primarily is in the jazz background. So that's my primary background. And, you know, so in this particular project that I'm working on now, it's going to have a lot of the jazz influence within it and things of that sort. But also going to have a little bit of a different flavor to it because, you know, I'm into movie scores and stuff like that too. So, you know, I'm a big movie score buff and everything, so it's going to have some epic elements within, you know, the texture of the music and things of that sort. So, you know, we're currently under production for this particular upcoming project. And I anticipate on being finished sometime in mid, probably mid-June, because we're really, like, taking time for this, you know, so we'll probably be fully prepared for, you know, full production sometime mid-June for next year. So, you know, we're really taking our time with it and everything, but primarily, you know, as far as me just doing my thing as a musician, you know, I primarily do a lot of local gigs and stuff like that. You know, I support my community a lot, you know, as far as you know, really you know, pulling in some great musicians and touring, not touring, but to playing in local venues and stuff like that. So, you know, that's primarily what's been going on. But this project here, you know, we're definitely going to be taking our time with it, and it should be complete sometime before or right on mid summer, we'll just say, of next year. So, you know, that's pretty much what we got going. Yeah.
I like that, man. I like jazz too, man. Real relaxing, man. Can you just give some advice to any artists, you know, regarding actually how much of a difference is it when, you know, a hip hop artist has a live band behind them rather than just a DJ or just, you know, somebody playing the beat for them to rap over in a show?
Man, I'm glad you asked me that, bro. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you asked me that, bro, because, you know, I think, for, and this is just, you know, and I'm not even speaking bias as a musician. I'm really going to speak in a very transparent way. I dig the creativity, you know, as far as, you know, studio work, and I dig the creativity from DJs and things of that nature, you know, in a live setting. But really, there really isn't, I mean, there really is no comparison when it comes to a live element. A live element, you know, it really, I'm just speaking on capturing the audience. It captures the audience in a completely different level than when you are just, you know, kind of just flowing from a track, say, you know. And I think what it is, to me, if you ask me personally, I think what it is, and this is from my personal experience in dealing with other rappers and stuff like that too, because I've played behind hip-hop artists and stuff too. But I think what it is with a lot of cats, you know, they really got to get their music game up. You know, they really got to get their music game up because, you know, a lot of these cats can't really rap to a certain type of style of music. You know, they just want an 808 at the bottom. And, you know, they want a couple of little tat, you know, at the top, and, you know, they just flowing off of that, and you know, just a couple of instruments, and they through with it. But, you know, a lot of cats should get their music game up so they can extend their vocabulary, if that makes sense, their music vocabulary. You know, so to me, if you ask me, man, there really is no comparison, you know, when it comes to the live element, and a lot more. Hip hop artists should keep doing that. I mean, or the ones that are doing it, the ones that aren't doing it, you got to get your music game up, or you got to consider it. You know, consider doing it. So, you know, that's just me. So,
that's real, man. And it's not easy for, you know, for MC to just be able to have access to a whole band to create
right.
songs. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. But you know what? It's like, you know, I mean, pretty much most cats know some musicians, man. You know, I mean, most cats, you know, they can vibe out with some dudes, you know, I mean, and I think what it is too, there's a sort of a stigma with this thing about, oh man, well, you know, I gotta hire a band, I gotta do well. If you know some boys who can play some, you know, to lay down some keys for you or lay down some drums for you, you know, I mean, if you depend on how close you are to them, I mean, you know, they can do it as a favor for you, you know, or you can, if you are doing shows and stuff like that and you're getting paid a little bit, you know, I mean, let me just say it depends on the relationship, you know what I mean, but to me, you know, it's like that shouldn't really be a problem, you know what I mean? I mean, it really shouldn't be a problem to gather like maybe two or three cats, you know, just two or three dudes, you know, come play behind you, and, you know, drop, lay down some music, you know, in the background or what have you, and just let you flow off of it, you know. So, it, you know, but, hey, like I say, that's just me, but, you know.
That's why you got to love the roots, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For real, shout out to the roots. They've been going strong for, like, over 20 years already, man. For real. Almost 20 years now. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Man, I mean, even when you're looking at some of the bigger rap artists, you know what I'm saying? Some of the bigger ones, you know, Jay-Z, Nicki Minaj, you know, all these cats, you know, they're using live bands when they go on tour. They're using it. You know, they're doing it because, you know, to me, it's kind of like, you know, because of the live element has been sort of becoming. It's sort of becoming a popular anomaly a little bit. You know, it's like, okay, well, you know, it's like, okay, well, this cat is doing it, and, you know, it's been pretty successful, Jay-Z or whoever, you know, or Drake, you know, let me do it too. So you got a whole lot more artists who are considering it much more, and like I said, it really doesn't take much, you know, even for indie artists. You know, I think, even if it's for the sake of vibing out, But like I said earlier, you know, a lot of cats, they're not used to singing to that element. It is a different feel. It really is. You know what I'm saying? For, you know, a rapper, it is a very much a different feel because, you know, most cats are used to rapping off of tracks. You know what I'm saying? And rapping to a track as opposed to rapping, you know, to like off of the vibe of a band, that, you know, that can be a little bit intimidating for some cats. They may not want to say that, but they, you know, it might come off as a little intimidating.
That's real, man. But you definitely can catch the audience way better with the live band, man. You know what I'm saying? If
exactly.
Can get access exactly. to that when they do their shows.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, you know, a lot of cats should do it, should consider it a whole lot more. I mean, it really should, you know, as opposed to the track. The track is cool, you know, because most cats just want to vibe out anyway. You know, they just want to hear a cat flow. But that live band, that's a whole completely different level. That'll take it to another level. You know, it becomes more hype. You know, when they want to get hype, you can control the dynamics. You know what I'm saying? Like, all kinds of stuff. Yeah. So.
That's real.
Mm-hmm.
I like that, man. How do you feel the whole, you know, digital scene, you know, regarding recording and music industry, the whole digital scene kind of affected or kind of decreased the value of just live music?
That's a good question because, you know, that's been a constant debate lately, you know. I mean, especially
like
SoundCloud,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's the biggest argument. And I think there are two different types of musicians and artists who kind of have opinions about it. You have the purist who has an opinion about it, you know. The purist is always going to defy and always going to deny the digital aspect because, you know, the argument is always going to be, oh, well, you know, it's taken away from the essence of the music. You know, it's taken away from the essence of an instrument, for example, you know, playing strings on a keyboard on a motif, you know, as opposed to bringing somebody in there who can play cello, you know. the purist is going to have a different feel, but somebody who is, you know, who is much more accustomed to, you know, listening to a digital aspect of a particular piece of music or album or what have you, you know, they're not going to necessarily, you know, trip on it that much because that's just an environment that they've been used to over a course of time. But if you ask me, I think the both should coexist. I think there should be a way, and there should, you know, cats need to make, you know, need to be open to both ends, you know, and not really choose or not feel like they're choosing one or the other. You understand what I'm saying? Or choosing one side or the other, like, oh, man, well, I got to go, man, I got to go full, you know, all out, you know, cello or string section. Or it's like, dude, I mean, if you can manage to execute a sound digitally that can accompany, you know, a natural element of music, go for it. You know, go for it. You know what I'm saying? But I think if one is overwhelming the other, especially digitally, you know, if it's overwhelming a particular aspect of a natural part of music, meaning that you can clearly hear that it's, you know, that it has a corny, you know, digital sound or it's cheesy or, you know, that type of thing, yeah, that's a different story. That's a completely different story. But, you know, like I said, if you ask me, you know, you have to, you know, I think you should make room for both, combine them. But that's the age we're in anyway, you know. It's like asking, oh, man, would you rather read from a, you know, from a hard copy book or would you rather read from a Kindle? It depends on who you're asking, you know. Like, if you're asking the old librarian with the bun in her head with the glasses, she going to say, oh, the hardback book, because she's used to being in that environment. You know what I'm saying? You know? You know? But why not both?
Why not both? Exactly.
Yeah.
That's real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, and the thing is, you know, like I said, you know, like the analogy with the librarian. If she's used to being around all them books and stuff and used to being around them hardback books and smelling the pages and all that type of stuff, she's going to have a stronger argument about, she's going to have a stronger stance about, you know, being a book purist, you know, because that's the environment, you know. So it's the same thing with the musician. You know, me, I'm 29 years old. I'll be 30 in November. And, you know, I pretty much have access to both sides of the spectrum, and with me being a musician, you know, I mean, I play an instrument that occupies both acoustic and electric elements, you know, and I mean, it's you know, that's why my perspective is up the middle, because, you know, I mean, I embrace both ends. So if it's appropriate, if I can utilize, you know. One or the other, you know, to have a strong impact on a song or whatever the case is, you know. I mean, I'm not going to deny it just because, you know, like, oh, man, well, you know, we got to have that traditional feel. You know, I can't do this, you know, I can't be playing on this electric pad, man, you know. You know, and it's like, well, why not, you know, if it's going to help.
That's real.
Yeah.
So, yeah, whatever works, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Real. Sometimes you got to merge the digital with the live musicians, and, you know, you can make something special, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, that's why DJs, you know, like now, you know, like R&B artists and stuff like that, you know, I mean, they have their live element, but they got their DJ cut off to the side, dropping tracks. They got the DJ spinning. You know what I'm saying? They got what? You gonna have, you know, some cat roll up in there like, oh man, you know, some musician go up in there, oh man, dude, you taking away from, you know, oh man, we over here trying to vibe out, man. You it's like, what? It works.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh man, we trying to vibe out, man. We don't need, you know, we can't have you over there spinning and all that. It's like, dude, if somehow it works.
The TR-808.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, right. Hip-hop bass straight up off of synthetic sounds. Just the difference,
right,
between the recording methods between analog and digital, which brings me to a question, if I may.
Okay.
This is about digital distribution. As a promoter, I want to ask you,
mm-hmm,
how have you handled the change from old-school physical unit promotion to digital promotion?
Mm-hmm.
How has that changed the promotional game?
As far as what both of the aspects, the analog approach, which is basically offskirt or off away from the digital aspect completely, pretty much. And are you, well, let me ask you this.
I'm talking about physical units to digital distribution. Promotion-wise, how has it changed the game?
Okay, distribution. How has it changed the game of promoting?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, that changes the game for, I mean, that's a pretty big question. That's a big question because, you know, it really depends on how updated a promoter is in incorporating those two aspects. I think there could be an incorporation. You know, you can incorporate a digital approach with the traditional, unit distribution. I think a lot of that is going on, you know, and I'm not even referring to necessarily to major labels either, you know, but I think the person that gets it, you know, a person who gets it, meaning an artist, for example, who does have their hand in the distribution process, you know, they can utilize both ends. Like, for example, you could promote physical CDs or physical units online. I mean, you know, you don't necessarily have to pick one or the other, if that makes sense. You know, you could give people both access to a CD and a digital. If a person is more comfortable with getting a CD, then, you know, they'll just order it. But I think as far as changing the game with promoting, it's definitely going to it's definitely affecting the promoter himself, because this person has to have general knowledge now on both ends. You can't just rely on one or the other. Like, for example, even if you're highly knowledgeable of the digital end, you can't deny, like totally deny, the physical unit, because, you know, we're not at that point yet to where that part is totally obsolete. It's not, the traditional units as far as distribution isn't totally obsolete. It's depleted, but it's not obsolete.
In layman's terms, yeah, but you go back 20 years, it's 360. Profit margins and chances for major record labels, there was more money being dipped in the physical. The digital distribution world cuts out and makes it more cost efficient and effective because you have a product, you have it right there, it's mastered. It's really just a stroke of a key. You don't have to pay for the physical, you know, the units, the pressing, the colors, the ink, you know, the whole nine. Now, yeah, obviously, like you were talking before about, you know, bands and groups on tours, whether it's live or whether it's synthetic sound, it comes down to that is the time. But I've seen that. I mean, that's the time where, in my opinion, that the physical units, you know, you can tie them in together in a marketing scheme, you know what I'm saying, with a T-shirt, you know.
Right.
But at the same time, I have now seen USB drives being sold with the digital music on it. It's cheaper to get your hands on, and you get a bunch of interns. So I was just wondering, I mean, and I also – I'm a regular caller here, and I'm also a college student, and I just, for a class I can't stand, a final project, they just allowed me to write how there's no more money for artists. It's harder for artists to make big bucks as it was two decades ago due to digital distribution.
Right.
Professor was psyched. So when I heard this conversation, I wanted to hear your take. Has it affected you in the promotion aspects in any fashion? And if not, just as a hip-hop, you know, connoisseur, do you believe, just like VHS got knocked out by DVD, DVD got knocked out, or Blockbusters and Hollywood Videos got knocked out by Redbox and Netflix. So I think soon we're no longer going to see FYEs or Sam Goodies or whatever they have around anymore. I haven't bought a physical CD from a store in over 15 years.
Exactly. Where's the warehouse? Right. Where's that at? Right. I feel you. You know what? And that's what I was alluding to, moments ago about the fact that right now, since it's not totally obsolete, you can work in. For example, like you mentioned about the T-shirt thing, I know that on gigs, that will be the time to sell the units, if, for example. That will be, I mean, even though you have the USB, I mean, I'm extremely aware of that, too, and it is very cost-effective, but if anybody wanted to continue to use, first of all, if you got the money, first of all, to even continue with that particular type of traditional distribution, then, hey, by all means, but they have to be in use in some way. So to me, it's
if
like,
it was
well,
left out, it's not about the finances. I'm sorry to cut you off, but to play devil's advocate, if you only have four ways to go with a physical unit, and then on digital aspect, you have 4,000 different avenues to make revenue. I mean,
right?
Which would
right.
you choose?
Right.
If you want to have
right.
more excitement,
well,
you choose to ride at 4,000 different options on the roller coaster opposed to the four. You've probably seen them all before.
Exactly. Right, exactly. But that's what I allude to is just the fact that, well, if you ask me personally, I would go all digital. I would just go transfer, just boom, just go that way anyway. You know, I mean, I would go that way anyway, but, you know.
I'm going to quote you in my paper now. I'm going to quote you in my paper.
Ah, absolutely. absolutely. I mean, to me, it's just to go fully digital. I mean, it really, especially, if you ask me, let me put it this way, really in a nutshell, it's like this. Right now, we're not even at mid-level. We're still at the beginning level of this rush that we are due to see within the next 5 to 7 years, say, that is going to totally later on oversaturate the music industry of all genres, okay? Because of this direct access to the market to the marketplace, you understand what I'm saying? And right now, if artists just go straight digital right now, and just take advantage of this open space that we have right now, because people are still taking on the traditional mentality, but they're utilizing that mentality online, which is dangerous. And when I say that, I mean, they're kind of going about it willy-nilly. So they don't really understand, don't have any methodical steps, that need to be taken online. You know, so they're kind of looking at it like online, like, the same mentality, for example, that a cat would have if he's selling units out of his trunk, basically. So
there's also a devilish side to this aspect, too. Like you mentioned artists such, as Drake earlier. Any high caliber artist, they have yet to change the traditional Internet laws. This information comes from this business of music,
mm-hmm.
It states now in the digital world, people
mm-hmm.
who are signed into physical copy deals with major record labels
mm-hmm.
roughly take about, say they printed up a million, say you're Biggie Smalls, it's 1994, okay, or three, and Ready to Die is ready to come out, whatever year it was, right? The
right.
first press, Puffy Puff, prints up 1 million. Before you start
mm-hmm.
seeing all your royalties and, before receivables, that million
mm-hmm.
gets dropped to 7,500. They knock off
right.
a quarter million for packaging, for damage control, for promotional
mm-hmm.
use.
Mm-hmm.
But then, now the only thing they've changed legal-wise, so these artists are still not receiving their royalties based on a million units at a time. It's based at 75% of the fraction. Also, they've
yeah.
added add-ons now to digital market out
mm-hmm.
there because of the now you have to have text, now you have to have digital marketing, now you have to have tier three, you have to have all this, stuff to protect
mm-hmm.
everything and to try
right.
and track it down. And that also is a complication itself. That's why I found this such an intriguing topic. And when I heard when I got patched through the queue and heard the conversation, I was really interested on another take. Me and Ben,
okay.
we go back. We've known each other a while, but I'm very interested in your take on how you think it's all going to play out in the end. It's not so
mm-hmm.
much today. You're right. Physical units can still be used, especially through marketing, especially, through showing your face, really. Somebody might
right.
say, hey, I don't want to do it digitally because I want someone to see my image or see my,
mm-hmm.
insignia or whatever it is, your trademark, your brand. So, right. You know, it's a catch, you know, there's a catch 22 there. So,
yes, it is.
How do you feel about all that information I just threw at you sporadically?
Well, no, it's all good. I'm right there with you, you know. But, it's like this, man. You know, I think just with what you mentioned alone about, you know, all of those statistics, especially with the expenses, you know, it's definitely playing a factor into, you know, what the future will be like, especially for major artists. But, you know, as far as with those, especially that high number, which you mentioned, which basically reflects off of, you know, upper level to major artists, for me, you know, that those complications will definitely level out sometime in the future, because I don't think, if you ask me personally, despite the resource level that these labels, for example, have, you know, as far as accessing, you know, media and press release and, you know, so many other different facets, you know, distribution and so many other facets of resources, it still comes down to this individual, the artist, having the ability to bypass most of that stuff, at least to the most, which pretty much would tie into primarily the distribution part, because the other stuff actually can be handled by the artist if he understands what he's doing, which is the caveat.
Yes, sir.
That's the caveat, and I think that's the problem even now, because if the artist was aware of what the labels were doing and how they were able to, you know, budget their promotional funds and budget their branding fund and their branding expenses and stuff like that, if they understood that part of the game and then implemented the, you know, what I'm talking about as far as the bypass, it would be a completely different animal right now. But since that's not happening now and people are in the educational phase, I think at some point in the future, the reason why it's going to begin to become oversaturated is because we're going to our society in the music business is going to overextend that part. So in the future, you're going to have a whole lot more savvy cats, basically. You're going to have a whole lot more.
In the future, you're going to have five holograms on five continents of the same concert. They ain't going to have to show up. Listen,
right.
I finally given in. I'm an old school cat. You was talking about, you know, researching the old mm-hmm. bookworm librarian or going on the
right.
internet. I prefer to, you know, the brick and mortar. I prefer
right.
the book, you know.
Right.
I don't
right.
like technology aspects, you know. And you
right.
mentioned Kindle Fire. I just recently bought my girl that. It's just, unfortunately, you have, and I just found out that Amazon's working on delivering within a 30-mile radius. They're going to deliver books and units through drones.
Yeah.
They're just trying to get a what do I say? Is a drone going to knock on my door?
Wow.
You're telling me
yeah,
you're going to drop stuff at George Jetson? Like, so you know what? I give up.
Right.
I conform. This is the way it's going to be, or I'm going to be like my grandparents and go, turn that hip-hop off, that thump-thump music. You feel
right.
me? So at the same time, man, listen, I've been in the game for a long, long time, and that's why I chose this subject matter again. You know, but overall, man, it's absolutely insane. We have no choice. The idea of what I was saying about a higher caliber artist who's moving to higher units, this if a million confuses you, break it down to a dollar, it's the same amount. You got to say for every dollar, you're only eligible for 75% of your royalty. Now, most artists out there who start, who will be tuning in, you know, to a podcast, to a show, no offense, Ben, you know, this is a great show, but, you know, at the same time, you know, money is very relevant. If you go waste money, and I say waste of money on physical units, personally, then they might not hire a promoter or a publicist. You feel me? So it's and that's just the way everything's going. Nothing's coming back. Nothing's going backwards. They haven't come back with the 8-track, have they? The only thing that has yet to die, and hip hop's the only thing keeping it alive, is the 45s. You know, records. That's the last living analog device, I believe. outside, you know, and within hip hop. I mean, there's a lot of bands out there doing it, like you said, when you talk about digital and analog and that aspect. But overall, through the distribution process and everything, that's why the industry is so washed down, and it's recycled marketing schemes. Well, you're goddamn right. They're losing their shirt every time they turn around. And they have no choice but to protect their interests, and that's why digital distribution is given out now like Pez to a kid, because they don't sign you into a record contract. They say, go ahead, yeah, you got Sony distribution, but when you make that hit, you know, we're gonna do distribution. Well, we're gonna sell this a single for 99 cents. There's 4 members to your group. Man, do the math. Michael Jackson only got 17% royalties. He was the highest paid ever in history. What's 17% of a dollar, 17 cents divided by 4? Are you kidding me? You sell a million. When I broke this down to somebody in the business, they looked at me and they said, I didn't even look at it that way. I said, of course you didn't, because you got so excited about the name Sony. It is a crazy world out there, but the thing is that people that listen and they get into this business and they get in one of those deals, they got to understand, they're going to market them digitally and hit them with the analog, the physical unit deal. The only thing we can wait for is for them to change the laws, and they have yet to do it over 10 years. Well, it's been longer than that when Metallica sued their fans way back in the day. So this has been an issue for a long time, digital music, and they have yet to change it. And that's all I got to say about that.
Still on some powerful stuff right here. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. I like that, man. Got Wesley rocking with us. We got Casey rocking with us. That's what it is, man. Yo, it's great having you on the show, Wes.
Absolutely.
Give everybody your Twitter and your Facebook, and you know how they can check you out and check out what you got going on. Wes, you there? Yo.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I'm on my cell phone. You can access most of my social media information through my website, Weeja Music, WEJAMusic.com. Weeja, that's my full name. Weeja Music.
You just gave your government name out?
Where you live?
It's just an acronym now.
It's all right.
I know, I'm playing, man.
I like y'all, man. Y'all wonderful, man. WeejaMusic.com. That has my Facebook, everything on it. But my Twitter handle is at Wesley, WESLEY, Weeja Music. At Wesley Weeja Music. So that's my Twitter handle. And, you know, holler back, you know, and ask me any more questions or, you know, anything that anybody wants, you know, anything else anybody wants to know, or, you know, upcoming gigs or just whatever else, you know. And I'm based in the Los Angeles area, so. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
All right.
Give some lasting advice to indie artists, man, before you go, man.
So, go digital.
You see, here you go. Absolutely.
We could talk off air. I could tell you many ways that make your job a lot easier. Also help the artists at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
I definitely enjoy talking to you guys, man. You know, definitely.
Yeah, call
anytime,
man. Keep doing big things.
Absolutely, man. You know, definitely, man. I just, you know, like I said, you guys doing a great job and everything, man. And, you know, you guys keep it up. Definitely, you know, we definitely need to have much more support like this, you know, in our music and in our industry, in our communities, you know. And it needs to be this way, you know, to create and establish more music communities to support one another. You know what I mean? So I definitely appreciate what you guys are doing.
That's what it is, man. Salute to you, man. Call anytime, brother.
Yes, sir.
Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Got Wesley rocking with us. We got Casey rocking with us.
We're gonna
finish out the show with some good music. Know what I mean?
Yes,
and you know that's what it is, man. You wanna give any shout outs, Casey, you know?
Give out a shout out to my man Tom Peterson. Give him a Shout out to my fam, AIM Clicker, the Anti-Injustice Movement, October 25th.
Yeah,
Brooklyn,
that.
New York. We got a show going on. It's a great event. Come on out. It's against human trafficking. That's at the Paper Box again on October 25th. And, yeah, man, follow us, the Anti-Injustice Movement. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. That's our handle everywhere. All right? We're doing good things for good people.
That's what it is, man. Hip-hop stock exchange. Get your mind right. Get your money right. See y'all next week, man.
Crazy.
Shut up.
All the best.
Hey yo, please don't talk me to death about who is he and how he the best. And yo, please don't talk me to death about who is he and how he the best. I've been hearing a lot of rap, man, everybody's a rapper. I ain't hearing a lot of facts, 'cause ain't everybody a factor. The fact of the matter is you don't really matter. I rap, attack, patter, have all of these boys scatter. I am on the rise, I ain't even on the ladder. They all full of shit, they spit it right from the bladder. I panorama the flow, follow my grandma. My nana said I'm a star, spangled a banner. My bucks near like I was running in Tampa. One of them rap cats that will Kevin Durant ya. They be spitting cancer, I be flowing chemo. He go on the beat with a mic like Tito. Haters wanna suck my blood, they mosquito. But the dog in me had me shake him off like a Fleo. And whoever got something to say, tell him I say. And whoever feels some type way, tell him I say. Hey yo, please don't talk me to death about who is he and how he the best. Hey yo, please don't talk me to death about who is he and how he the best. Damn, got sweat pouring on my forehead. Lord knows I go hard like them warheads. I got money, but honey, I need more bread. Tell my opponent they don't want it, they should forfeit. The way I write it and record it, paint a portrait. Transport it, get around, I'm in orbit. One of the last world left, there's a shortage. Rap game killing these kids, they've been aborted. Me, I am important, non-double uno. Compared to the stars, I be Mars like Bruno. Far from soft, I've been a boss like Hugo. When it comes to my bars, I be kicking like judo. In the studio, trying to blow like Hootie. People wanna judge like Joe Brown and Judy. But it's a thin line between a hater and a groupie. But me, I never worry, I cater to yours truly. And whoever got something to say, tell them I say. And whoever feels some type way, tell them I say. Hey yo, please don't talk me to death about who is he and how he the best. Hey yo, please don't talk me to death about who is he and how he the best. Like the rap game, hey, I used to dribble out in VA in the middle of the state, getting kicked like a B-day. Better than your A game, even on my B-day. I be with my team running shit like a relay. Sorry for that delay, but I was on my J-O. For that bread, trying to spread like mayo. I know the devil wanna buy your soul, I tell him hell no. I know the feds tap my phone, I'm like, rappers is wearing dresses and stepping out in stilettos. Knowing they from suburbia, claiming they from the ghetto. I murder them every level, they really ain't nothing special. But when you hot as I am, they feel you like they molest you. People that never met you wanna check you. First they study your moves, then they test you. I guess when you sick as I am, they gotta test you. But everyone that hear you sneezing gon' want bless you. So unless you got something to say, tell them I say. And even if you feel some type way, tell them I say. Hey yo, please don't talk me to death about who is he and how he the best. Hey yo, please don't talk me to death about who is he and how he the best. Hey yo, please don't talk me to death about who is he and how he the best. Hey yo, please don't talk me to death. And whoever got something to say, tell them I said. And whoever feels some type way, tell them I say. Hey yo, please don't talk me to death about who is he and how he the best. Hey yo, please don't talk me to death about who is he and how he the best.
Chip, 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 chip
Hollywood. Hollywood. I ain't got nothing but this Buddha. Can't pass the class, I'll sue ya. I'll tell a story more truer. I'm so slick like Mr. Ruler. Tell them all I said it. You want it, homie, come get it. I chop them up with no chopper. Biggie nigga, who shot ya? I think I need a doctor. These straight phones ain't working. Don't need a block to quit working. Got your bitch on my lap, fucking hide your feelings. I hurt them, no new friends. I got no friends when I'm smoking. I get them open, homies broken. I don't know them, nigga. Show luck, my man. If I sit down, I might, nigga, watch me bang. Bang, bang. When you in them streets, bang, bang. When I'm with a freak, bang, bang. If you feel like me, then bang, 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 bang. When you in them streets, bang, bang. When I'm with a freak, I bang, bang. If you feel like me, then bang, bang.
Out, y'all.